What's up, Flomies? I'm excited to come back to you again with another podcast. I am pumped to talk about today. I feel like this generation, this world, this time that we're living in, people have gotten soft to what hard work really can bring into our lives. My parents were insanely hard workers. They instilled in me and my siblings for us to be really hard workers. But in this day and age, you know, work means something completely different to everyone. So I just want to talk about, is your enough really enough? So if you're ready to hear that, keep listening. All right, let's get into it. So for instance, my day, I've worked out for 2 to 2.5 hours today. I worked for over 7.5 hours at the ranch. I did over 3 hours of stuff on the computer and had team meetings for today for what tomorrow is going to look like. I feel like such a slacker. I really do. And I feel like I am just wasting time all of the time. I think I've really gotten this message of when I look back over the last decade of my life, I wasted so much time just kind of waiting for my ship to come in. I was waiting for someone to come save me, really. I think I was just waiting for Prince Charming. I was waiting for my dreams to come true. I was waiting for all these things to happen. I was living a really happy life, but just really waiting for those things to come into my life. And now that I am more educated and I've got more life experience and I take a look back at those years, I'm only really regretful that I didn't just push it into overdrive. I wasn't in my 20s drinking out at the clubs. I wasn't doing anything crazy. And then nothing wrong with that. But a lot of us traded our 20s so that we can have a little bit more relaxing time now. If you are in high school, you can trade your time for adventure. You know, you can do that. Or as you get older and more mature, you can adventure a little bit later. You know, my dad always tells me, retire now. Retire as quickly as you can so you can just start enjoying your day. And I believe that to be true, but I think we're all just in this culture of like, we just need to rest and we celebrate Friday and we celebrate the weekend. And I've talked about this in other podcasts. Use those 2 days to get ahead of someone else. If you haven't looked at like investment type things where, you know, if I give you a penny every day and it doubles every day, or if I gave you $1 million right now, which would you rather have? You would rather have the compound effect of one penny over time for a year. It makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's the same with those 2 days on the weekend. What they can do for you compounded over time, if you had 48 hours more than the next guy working toward your passion, that guy may be the most talented person in the world when it comes to school, relationships, horses, it doesn't matter. But if you get those 2 days ahead of that guy every single week, you win the race. It's the tortoise and the hare. So, you know, the hare can really look like they're doing a lot. You know, they can look really busy on social media. They can look like they're really doing something, when in the meantime, they're really not doing anything. You know, we don't get rollover minutes in the practice pen. You're not going to ride your horse for 2-3 hours one day and then skip the rest of the week. It just doesn't work like that. If you only have 6 or 7 minutes, 7 days a week, you're the guy that wins. So can you squeeze in that 6 or 7 minutes? Can you squeeze in that 20 minutes workout? Can you squeeze all those things in? And if you're not a part of one of my groups, I talk about these things in barrelracingcollege.com and on lookwhatdanieldid.com. Look What Daniel Did is my fitness group where I help people get their lives back on track with fitness. And there's people, guys, girls, people that are coming from a place of not even being able to get out of their house because they're so out of control with their weight. There are other people who have eating disorders that are teeny tiny that want to put on muscle and just want to live a really healthy lifestyle. But what's funny about running one of these groups is that, you know, I tell people all the time, working out, it raises the endorphins. It does all of these things that you really need in your life. Like, you've got to make the time for these things. And it just circles back to, is your enough enough? Do you really not have the time to go do something? Because let me tell you, when I look, tomorrow is the end of our April challenge. Our May challenge starts tomorrow. If you want to get on that, you go to lookwhatdanieldid.com. But what's funny is that when you see the transformation of the people, you see them pulled together in all sorts of ways. So when you see, here's my beginning of the April challenge picture, and then here's my end of the April challenge picture, you see a person that has gotten their hair done, that has, you know, shucked the glasses or the contacts. Not that any of this matters, but they pulled these pieces of themselves together and they're presenting a different version of themselves to the world. So if you think that you're enough is enough just because you work really hard in this one area of your life, you've got to work on all the areas. You've got to work on everything. Like, I had a coworker in the past that was really talented at a couple of things, but the people skills just weren't there. Well, you've got to work on those people skills. You've got to want to love people. You've got to want to love to be kind to people. You've got to want to love to genuinely help other people. And if you don't have that innately, it's very hard to teach that. I found out that later in life, but you want to work on all areas of your life all the time. If I were working on a horse that was really weak to the left, I would do double the left drills than I do the right. I don't believe in, you know, tons of balance in one side or the other. If a horse is really weak, I'm going to do double on one side than I do on the other. Same for my body. I've had so many injuries. I'm going to do double on my weaker side than I do on my stronger side. And I feel like we need to work on those same things. We need to feel the same way about what are we working on? You know, are our people skills not great? Are we shy? You know, there's a fellow barrel racer that's really well known that is really, really shy. And as you know, younger, you're like, oh, she's just really shy. Into adulthood, you're like, that's rude. That's just rude. So, you know, you don't want to be reflected on that way. If you're really shy, I get to meet a lot of you guys in person. And when I do, it's really, really amazing for me to put my hands on you, hug you, say hi. Like, that's just an amazing time in my life. But I notice a lot of this when I go to talk to you, I literally think that you guys don't like me because you are so shy. You literally can't speak back to me. And I'm like, wow, I feel so awful, like this person doesn't like me or this person, whatever. And as you walk away, I hear like, oh my gosh, I loved her. That was so great and blah, blah, blah. But you know, when you have to remember the situation. So if you're really talented at one thing, really work on all those balances. Your enough is not enough. Someone is out there grinding their face off right now. And you can tell me all the things about, yeah, but that person is not really fulfilled because they don't have time for all these little things and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but you have to trade your freedom every day for something. Every day you trade a piece of yourself for something. So I want to trade my sleep for something really incredible and getting to talk to you guys and getting to share this message and knowing that just maybe one person will share this and the other person will share it and the next person will share it and the next person maybe stops thinking suicidal thoughts that day. Or maybe that person decides that they do have time to work out. Or maybe that person that day is just in a little bit less pain about what the world has beat them up for. So is your enough really enough? Like, are you trading those things? Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe I get 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. Maybe I get 8 one day. Maybe, you know, on Sunday I got to sleep until 7:45. That was a really big deal in my world. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't trade it for talking to you guys. So today, the assignment in this podcast is to write down what are some of those things that you can trade in for something that you feel like you're missing or that you could work on today. Because there's somebody getting a promotion today because of some weakness that you have when you would have been the right guy for that promotion. You wouldn't have been overlooked for that thing. That guy would have wanted to date you instead of her if you would have just been brave enough to work on this one thing. What is that? I don't want you to just write down what it is, you know, pen to paper. I'm old school. Get your pen out. There is a reason for all of this. There's a reason that you write it down. It's science. Don't negotiate with me. Write it freaking down. Tell me what it is today that you can work on. And don't just tell me what it is. The next part of this assignment is name three steps that you can take to work on that. So if your weakness were shyness, find three public things that you could do. Here's what I would do if I was super shy. My parents threw me in acting classes. You could do that. You can go to a comedy improv thing. Just tell them, I'm painfully shy. I just want to do like a beginner thing, you know, 3-4 times, just get my feet wet. I would do a freaking flash mob dance. I would find a flash mob in my area and I would dance my face off in the middle of town with a bunch of strangers. That's something that I would do. I know that there are speech classes. I don't know what it's called. It's got this really sexist name. It's like Chicks and Wine or something. Like it's like, guys, not allowed. But there is this place where you can go and you can learn to speak in public. It's not like a speech class. It's just like learning to have a conversation in public, or join an etiquette thing. Those are just ideas. Like, because I was talking about shyness, those are my ideas. Fitness is a really easy one because there's information on every street corner, on how to do that. There's just so many ways. If your thing is an eating disorder, if you are suffering from suicidal thoughts and that's keeping you really dark, if you do kind of go into a dark depression, there are ways to get around that. Things that you're doing. One, listening to this podcast. That's really cool. You're already halfway there. Two, find other podcasts that really work for you. Just let people pour into your life that can help you do those things. I always talk about mentors and coaches, and I found my passion to be every year take on something really cool, like take on a really new goal. And mine was to enter hunter jumping classes this year. My goal last year was to do a fitness competition. But because of mentors, I get to hit the fast forward button. I'm like done with my goal and it's May. So I want you to really look at the things that you can do for you to make you so much better. Pen to paper. Don't leave me out of your daily chats. I love talking to you. I love talking for you. I love kind of expressing the things that I feel like we're all hurting from, need help from. And today was a little deep because I just got out of yoga and did all the hippie stuff and things. So I'm a little bit lighter today. I'll get all sassy in the morning. Don't you worry. I'm going to come at you all hopped up on some pre-workout and some man sports. Don't you worry. But tonight is pretty mellow. So I hope that you guys got something out of this. The only way that I know that if you guys got something out of this is if you go give me a follow on Instagram, which is Fallon Taylor 2. Comment, let me know if you love it. Because I'm going to stop if you guys don't love it. I'm going to keep going if you guys do love it. Give me some stars, leave a review. And the ultimate high five is you guys sharing the information about these podcasts on your Facebook, on your social, on Insta, on Twitter. Let people know where to find them. They are free information to help someone. So this is me just digging down and being totally selfish about living in my purpose and my passion. So I want to offer it to you guys and you can give it away to someone else too. So I hope you love this. I will catch you tonight on the vlogs. Make sure and go subscribe there. YouTube.com/Fallon Taylor. I will catch you tomorrow.